Okay, will you please state your name, your job title, and the name of your organization you work for?
I'm a bouncer at the Awful Authors.
Okay. Where are you originally from, and what did your parents do for a living?
I'm originally from Alexandria, Virginia. My parents, my mother was an accountant, and my father was an engineer in the Army.
Okay. And how long have you worked at your current job?
About 2 years now.
Okay. What would you say was your worst day on the job?
I would say some of the game days when it gets out of control, having to deal with a lot of drunks.
Any specific things about dealing with the drunks that was so bad?
We had a kid stumble over the stairs and pretty much almost bust his head open, had a concussion, so we had to try to carry him out of there and same time make sure he's okay and until the cops and the ambulance came over.
Okay, and what would you say was your best day on the job?
I would say normally football days are good at the end of the day. Get paid for all the hard work.
Okay. What were some specific things about those days that made it so good besides the pay, obviously?
Normally if you have a day that goes really smooth, no problems, not a lot of drunks, makes it a lot easier.
Okay. What is unique to this job versus any of the other jobs you've had?
The environment. I've never worked in a restaurant environment before, like I never did serving stuff, so I would say wouldn't really consider it unique as far as in general, but it's unique for me as far as being in the restaurant environment / bar rather than being another desk job or design or something like that.
Okay, and how is this job different than what were you expecting when you went after the position or when you were hired?
I did security or bouncing before in DC area, so it was a lot different when I came and did it in a small college town. As far as like what we did, responsibilities, what we were looking for, and all that.
What were some specific things about the responsibilities and what they were looking for?
The level of friendship, friendliness towards the customers is a lot different than when you're working up in D.C. Up in D.C. pretty much you had to maintain that level of, like, you know, if you don't like the way we're doing our stuff, you could leave. Here we're rather more like a kind of customer base, you know, helping with work things out, making sure everyone is okay and all that.
Okay. And do you like that better or...?
At some situations, it's nicer to be able to just toss someone out, but it is kind of more rewarding if you could work something out with someone, but you don't always have the time to fix everyone's problem.
Okay. And what level of freedom does your job allow while you're working?
I think aside from being the premise and wearing the work t-shirt and something... There's certain codes for the dress code, what you're supposed to be wearing. But besides that, you could be walking around, really not a lot of restrictions. Actually, one came in recently, is like we're not allowed to be texting. Apparently, it became a problem with waitresses, so.
Okay. Are there any opportunities for advancement in your particular job?
Not in doing it here in Blacksburg, do the small level of operation, but you could advance into bouncing or security in the bigger metropolitan areas. So.
Okay. And what were your reasons you would recommend getting a job like you have?
It's a really nice job, especially if you have... consider yourself an insomniac and can't really sleep much at night or tend to sleep later than everyone else. Also, if you don't want to go out a lot and during the weekend and blow money away, it'd be a really nice way to save it since you'd be working rather than spending it.
Okay. Is your current position one that you see yourself in long term?
No, it's just pretty much until I get a more serious job for as far as engineering.
Okay. If you could change a few things about your job that would make it a long-term choice, what would those be?
Definitely need to be in a bigger area as far as like somewhere back like DC, and be more of a company kind of based security rather than just doing it with the part of the being in the part of the bar operations.
So like an independent security
yeah.
company. Okay. Okay, could you walk me through a typical day at your job?
Depends if we have a function or we're just coming to work for a band. Normally we have a band on Saturdays and Fridays, and on Thursdays we have karaoke, so it depends what you're doing. But if it's set up for a band, then when you come in, you help set up the signs around the place about the drinks and if you're allowed to, where you're allowed to have drinks and when you're allowed to start smoking and all that. After you set up the sign and everything, you start going around and checking IDs for the people because we turn from a regular restaurant to a bar about 10 o'clock, I believe, or 9:30. A lot of the stuff is done then. Normally a second or third bouncers are there by that time if you're the first one. They help you do that. After that, you start setting downstairs. If you're charging, then someone will be working at the door, pretty much working door. You're checking IDs, trying to spot fakes, making sure people are not coming in with to the restaurant with stuff they shouldn't be coming in with. Beside that, if you're working up, could be working behind the bar, so helping pretty much the bartenders with stuff. If they needed more drinks from the cooler, they need kegs changed, they need mixers. That's another part of it. Beside that, you could be walking around, making sure people are okay, no one is getting out of control, no one is getting in fights, stuff like that, spotting anything that is shady or not beneficial towards the business. Once you start doing this until around the band ends, normally bands end around 1 o'clock to 1:30. By that time is when you start pretty much letting everyone know it's last call, and you start letting them know they need to leave soon. There's a lot of things that go there. It's like you gotta make sure no one is still drinking beyond 2, because you lose the license if you people are drinking after 2 o'clock. So you gotta stop them a little before that. Make sure no one walks outside the bar with alcohol. A lot of people try to do that for some reason. Once the bar and everyone is out, you start clearing pretty much the drinks and everything. You do some light cleaning so as far as tables go and behind the bar just to organize it. After that, you just take some of the trash behind the bar out and you're done for the night.
Okay, and that would be for the band. What about for other types of events you have going on?
It normally depends on setup. If we have, sometimes we have conferences, or Mondays we have the Tech Live, the radio station that talks about the game. So it normally requires just a little bit different setup with furniture and tables and stuff like that. So we'll do stuff like that also. Besides that, the beginning and ending routine is kind of almost the same. Of course, you're not charging, but you're still making sure people are of age. Depends on sometimes when you have special events, the band will we'll have a list of people who are okay, who are underage but could come in. It depends on the agreement of the band with the bar on that night. Normally, I believe they tend to pay extra because that would require extra monitoring on our end as far as going, because we are strictly 21 and over bar. In normal weekend dates. Besides that, it's almost all the same kind of towards the end as far as closing goes.
Okay. How is management towards treating you guys, and do you get along with them? Or?
We like this, the way our restaurant is dealt with, like most of the security and bouncer, they just deal with the bar manager. They don't really have to deal with a lot with the different aspect of the management, which is kind of nice to always to only have to answer to one boss compared to other places where you normally tend to answer in restaurants, especially where you sometimes end up answering to a couple of bosses. Makes a little bit things difficult when someone is telling you something, another person telling you something else. So when you're dealing with one boss, it's just like the bar manager, it's kind of easy to have issues resolved since it's just dealing with that one person. So if you got an issue, he lets you know if you could do anything about it, and vice versa.
Has there ever been a time where you've had personal disagreements or problems with your bar manager?
Not really. I process myself. It's really not a job that requires a lot of. If you're an easygoing person like myself, it's really easy job to maintain it to, or to have that. There's no reason to have really conflict or issues with the management. But not like the conflicts happen when another manager tries to let us know something that's against what the bar manager was letting us know. So it just makes it a little bit difficult to maintain the two streams of lines of authority going on.
Okay. Has there ever been a time that you just wanted to just walk off the job and say, I'm done?
Sometimes when you have to deal with really difficult customers and or just being rude, and the manager would like you to be, decent with them, sometimes you get really frustrated with it. But depending who the closing manager is, sometimes at night, a lot of them tend to be like, no, this is not, if you're being difficult with my employees, they really don't have to take this, and you're more than welcome to think. But sometimes, yeah, I think about it, though. The fact is, like, I have an other education and stuff, and sometimes I just wonder, like, why am I still doing this?
Okay. Could you describe a specific instance where you did feel that way?
Say some of the times when you're dealing with people who are being rude or something. I think had this one time, this guy it was intoxicated, and he decided he's gonna swing at me, so he didn't end up hitting me, but still, I'm like, I was like thinking to my head, I'm like, why am I still doing this? I'm like, I no need to be sitting around here dodging drunks, trying to fight them or something like that.
Okay. So where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years from now?
Hopefully it's not still working in this job. That would be pretty sad. I got done with my engineering degree, so hopefully working in an engineering firm somewhere. As far as 10 years, hopefully doing management in an engineering firm. Still though somewhat level dealing with a lot of people. That would be nice.
Okay, my final question is there just anything else you would like to share?
As far as jobs go, for a college job or right after college, bouncing is really not a bad job. You get to meet a lot of people and deal with a lot of people. Also, it's nice, you meet a lot opportunity from customers and stuff if you're comes around town, because the people drinking in that such a bar based on wherever your bar working at. So you make some good connections working in such a social environment, and it's really a nice job to have when you're in college, I believe. But I wouldn't really recommend it as far as being a career. I think someone always could do something better.
Okay, well, thank you.
You are welcome.